The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, welcome back to my podcast. I'm so excited for today's episode. I feel so good today. I feel so full in my femininity. I just feel full and embodied and happy. And yeah, so anyway, guys, I wanted to talk today about masculinity. But before that, I just also wanted to say that I'm now doing coaching. So coaching is available with me. You can book a session on my website, which is victoriadeval.com. You can book and we will have like a 1-hour session. You can do more than that if you want. And yeah, and I can talk to you one-on-one and coach you through with really so many subjects. As you guys know, I am very versed in a lot of different things like celibacy and femininity and relationships and abusive relationships, and the list goes on. So if you feel called to work with me, then book a session. Okay, so let's get into what we're going to talk about today. And the first thing I want to talk about is really just masculinity, right? So what we're looking for in men. And I think that masculinity has been so skewed by society that we're not understanding what masculinity is. We're seeing masculinity as these men, which is, it's not masculinity at all, which is this like aggression and, you know, hyper, you know, just being super aggressive, being very loud and dominant, and possibly physical things like being super big and muscly and having a big beard and being like, you know, all of these things that have nothing to do with masculinity. And I think it trips us up as women. And I've also seen my gay brothers getting, you know, tripped up with that as well, you know, getting confused on what masculinity is, because in our society we have such a skewed version and understanding of what masculinity is. And we also have a skewed understanding of what true femininity is. So masculinity, you know, and I was talking to one of my guy friends the other day, one of my gay guy friends, and he was talking about a guy that he was involved with, and just, you know, I was seeing that he wasn't understanding, you know, what, and I was having the same conversation with one, a girlfriend of mine, that they weren't understanding, you know, what masculinity was. So they're saying like, this person's very masculine, but he's not present with me and he doesn't answer my calls and we don't really hang out. And I'm like, well, wait, that is what masculinity is. So this man is not masculine. He's just a wounded man. He's not masculine at all. He's not in his femininity either. He's just in a wounded version of these energies, that it's not true embodiment of masculinity. And so what masculinity is being present, being grounded, being calm, holding you in such a safe container, allowing the feminine within them and then without, as in women, to fully flow and to hold that container and be a safe presence that accepts and holds fully. So for example, a man cannot be fully masculine if he hasn't accepted the feminine within him. So how can a man, you know, hold space for your emotions, if, which is, you know, your feminine, your emotions, your flowing, your at times this dark energy that's, you know, at times demolishing and destructive, and just this flow of energy that's so beautiful. he also has that within him. So if a man is afraid of his emotions, if he gets reactive or aggressive, aggression and reactiveness is the opposite of masculinity. It's the wounded it's a wounded man. It has nothing to do with masculinity. So masculinity is patience. Masculinity is holding, having the space and having the patience to sit with emotions and being grounded within them. And so a man has to be able to give this to himself first. Notice how men who are afraid of their emotions are unable to hold space for women's emotions as well. And I had examples of this in my life when I was growing up with men that are so afraid of their fears, of their darkness, of their light, of their love, of all of the aspects of them. They're afraid of these emotions because we have, as a society, said that, you know, emotions are these weak things. So that's a huge part of being able to be embodied in your masculinity, is being able to hold emotions. But men have become very immasculine and very emasculated, and they are afraid of emotions. They're afraid of the tides of women. They're afraid of the tides of themselves. And so men are unable to really be fully, they are fully able, but they choose not to go deeper. And so for women, I need us to understand what true masculinity is, so that when you're looking for a masculine man, you don't end up with a wounded, aggressive person who is the opposite of masculinity. Masculinity makes you feel safe and protected and allows you to open up fully and accepts the feminine in all of her expressions, and he creates a safe container for her. That is what masculinity is. So I also see with women that we have this confusion where we will become confused that money equals masculinity, right? So of course money is an important part of any man. A man needs to be able to, he has to be secure financially. I don't think that a man who is secure financially should be, I just saw an inchworm on my sunflower. Wow, it's like right in front of me. But anyway, I think that's good luck. I'm gonna say that's good luck. But anyway, a man cannot be, he should not be courting a woman. He should not be approaching a woman and pursuing a woman if he is unable to provide, at least very least, you know, make sure himself is financially secure. But if he can't take you on a date, if he can't pay for, you know, you guys to go on a date together, or he's, you know, broke and all these things, he needs to work on himself. He cannot be, you know, bringing that energy to a woman, because a woman needs a man who can come to her and give her these gifts. And of course, men don't have to be at their, you know, peak, but they do need to be able to have their bare necessities covered, of course. That's like the bare minimum. And then within that, as a woman, you can find what you're looking for, right? So you can find, you know, if I want a man who does this and this and this, and that's my standards in my own life, then that's what you'll look for. Or if a different woman wants this and this and that, it just depends what you're looking for. But bare minimum, a man cannot be broke pursuing a woman. You will never feel safe there. You will never feel, you know, protected, because money is, it does add a layer of protection, and you feel protected and you feel provided for and you feel comfortable and safe to open up. It's all about opening up fully, and you cannot open up fully to a man who can't pay for a date. You know, as a woman, you need to be courted and pursued, and a man needs to be able to, you know, treat his woman to a date or to this or that. But a very big but, that is the bare minimum, right? So that's not something to be impressed over, right? So I think that women, we have gotten to this space where we're very, we are so impressed by the breadcrumbs of love that or by even masculinity, that when something as simple as a man taking you out on a date and paying for you, that may impress you, you know, or that might make you think that he's masculine, when in reality, that's just a bare minimum requirement for a man approaching you. So don't confuse even a lot of money. A man might have, you know, millions and millions of dollars, but be completely not masculine. And you could never open up to that man. You can never be fully in your expression around that man because he's not a masculine man. So everyone, as women especially, but men, you know, I mean, just as equally, especially, need to understand what masculinity is and what femininity is. And so please don't get, you know, confused and impressed by men who have a lot of money, because money, you know, being able to make sure that you're financially secure is really the bare minimum and really doesn't have much to do with masculinity because it's so bare minimum, you know? So, of course, it does have this aspect. It's more of, it's like, it's a bare minimum and it's like a given. So then what else do you have? You know what I mean? It's like, all right, yeah, you can take me on a date. Duh, if you're approaching me, you should be able to take me on a date. Okay, so what else? I'm not surprised by that. I'm not impressed. It doesn't add any points. It's just a bare minimum. So now what are my other requirements? What else am I looking for? You know, because that doesn't indicate, it's a bare minimum for masculinity, you know, being financially secure. You have to have it, you know, but it doesn't make or break masculinity. You know what I mean? So it's pretty much, don't be impressed by it. Don't confuse money with masculinity, because they are not the same thing. It's just an aspect that's very bare minimum to masculinity. And then on top of that, he needs to have all of these other things to be a masculine man. And of course, you can, as women, as we step into this knowing and we step more into ourselves, we're able to determine very quickly, and we do this thing called feminine testing, where you'll be able to see if he's a masculine man or not. And so understand that a man who is masculine, understand the things that that actually means. It means presence. It means direct communication. It means commitment. It means committing to you clearly and fully. If you're the woman for him, he will commit to you very quick. Not, you know, it depends, you know, not, oh my God, the first date I'm committing to you, but men know what they want. You know, so if a man wants you, he will claim you, he will choose you, he will commit to you. And it won't take, you know, a year or 6 months or, you know, a crazy amount of time. A man knows what he wants. So you don't have to be, you don't have to be conflating all of these things that are masculinity and saying, oh, and also being confused on like, oh, well, he's not claiming me. If he's not claiming you, he's not interested, or he's not masculine and he's confused. Either way, whatever. You don't want that man. If he's not truly interested in you, then move on. And if he's not a masculine man, then move on. You know, so it's a blessing to see these things, and we need to, on top of understanding what masculinity is, that comes from being in your femininity, right? And so we need to understand what our femininity is. And it has been, I think, really, our femininity has been attacked. Femininity in general has been attacked. The femininity in men has been shamed and attacked. The femininity in society has been shamed and attacked. And the femininity in women has been shamed and attacked. And so femininity, it's a very big choice. It's not easy to be fully in your feminine. And I'm going to do another podcast on being fully in your feminine, but that comes from, first of all, providing safety for yourself. And that's how you become, you know, you step fully into your femininity, is once you create safety for yourself. So femininity to blossom requires safe masculinity. I'm going to get into that in a different podcast. So we all have masculine and feminine within us. So to be fully in your feminine, you have to be safe in your masculine and create a safe masculine container around yourself so that you can fully be in your feminine. And then outside of you, it takes the same thing from a man. To be fully in your feminine around a man, he needs to be fully in his masculine, creating a safe container for you to be fully yourself, fully open, fully flowing, fully all that you are. And if you're not doing this, it's either because you have you haven't fully, you know, stepped into your femininity on your own, or you have a man who's not masculine and you instinctively know it's not safe for me to be in my feminine here, because femininity is a gift. Femininity is a gift. So it's a gift. Your femininity is a gift that you give a man. And most men are not worthy of your femininity, of your surrender, of your openness, of your flow. They can't hold it. And true masculine men can hold it. So you will test and see, is he a masculine man? Can he hold my femininity? If you notice that you're not in your feminine around your man or around certain men, and you feel protected and guarded, most likely it's because those men aren't safe. And if they're not safe, what does that mean? They're not masculine, because masculine men are safe. That's the essence of masculinity, is safety, is protection, is full encompassing protection. And presence and groundedness and all of that. So yeah, so that is what masculinity is. And if you would like to learn more, or if you'd like to step into your femininity more, please book a session with me. I think it would be so fun. And also my Instagram is Victoria Duvall, and my TikTok is Victoria Duvall, and my Instagram is Victoria Devall, and my TikTok is Victoria Devall, and that's the same thing as my website, victoriaduvall.com. And yeah, and if anyone wants to book a session with me, I would be so excited. So thank you for listening, and I hope this helped you guys.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.